I'm so glad that you're joining me today for Glorious Living. I believe that God is going to touch your life in a miraculous way. Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis, and I'm so excited that you're joining me today in Studio C. You know, I really believe that God has called you to live a glorious life, and that's what this program's all about. And I love it when Chrissy's with me on the program as usual.
I love being with you, Miss Kathy, and celebrating all that God is doing in our lives in the ministry and what He's doing in your life while you're watching the show.
Yeah, and I love this month. You know, we're celebrating
Mothers.
Pretty soon.
I know, isn't
and
that great?
And you're a young mother.
I am a young mother. This is going to be my second Mother's Day.
Oh, wonderful.
As a mom.
I'm an older mother, actually a grandmother.
Oh, yes.
Yes, but it's wonderful knowing, you know, that God can use us, even though we don't always get it right.
I'm sure
you don't.
Oh, believe me. It's a process.
I know, you never changed the diaper until you had your baby.
No, I put on the first diaper in the hospital, put it on backwards on poor Sophia. You know, Luis, my husband, was actually better at it than I was in
That's
the beginning.
Not good.
I know, but guess what? I'm better. I've changed a lot of diapers since.
You're an expert.
I'm an expert. And then we're getting ready to do potty training.
Oh.
Ooh, pray for me.
You
Ms.
have a
Kathy.
Lot ahead.
Yeah, I do.
I'm pretty good. I trained a lot of them.
I know you
a lot
did.
Of kids to potty train.
Well, you are, and you're a mother of the faith too, Miss Kathy. So many people watch and consider you and Boss spiritual parents. I actually have somebody here that wrote in that are blessed by your teachings and so, you know, influenced by the ministry. It says, "Thank you, JDM, for your biblical knowledge and your clarity in study. It's always informative and very helpful in our daily lives. God bless your ministry. And yes, I live with the presence of the Holy Spirit in me. Love you all." And I love they said that they live with the Holy Spirit in them always. How
That's
beautiful
so good.
Is
and
that?
As a mother, I really need that.
Me
I
too.
I know that people that are watching may not be a mom or maybe you're even a man. A lot of men watch this
program.
But we know that God can build us up and strengthen us to do whatever it is that we're called to do.
Oh, that's so right. Yeah. I love that. Always encouraged and uplifted when you watch this program. There's nothing that you can't do with Christ.
That's right. And we'd love to hear your story. Maybe there's something that on one of our broadcasts or services or different things that we've done through this ministry. There's so many different programs that we have.
Always.
We just want to hear your story. We want to hear, and hopefully we'll be able to share it. Chrissy loves sharing your stories.
I always love reading them, sharing them, and it's always great to hear from you. So what you can do is comment your story, your glorious story, your testimony, your prayer request below, and Team JDM will get with you. Or you can email us at partnercare@jdm.org, and we can correspond with you that way. We always look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, and Chrissy, you know a lot of our partners watch this regularly too. And if you're a partner, we want to know that. And if you're not a partner, you can become one just by going to all the different ways. You'll see that all along the screen and you can be a part of what God is calling us to do. Reaching people, changing lives,
one soul at a time.
It's our 49th year.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, so
God is so good.
It gets better and better every year.
It sure does.
I am so excited about today's program.
Yes, me too.
Because I'm going to welcome my sister, Deborah Bouquet, to the program for the very first time. Deborah and her husband, Jules, have served in the ministry since the early 1980s. In 1983, they opened their church, Harvest Cathedral, located in Houma, Louisiana. And they're also the founders of Messiah, it's a tongue twister, Messiah Montessori School and Christ Impact World Mission. Deborah and Jules are passionate about impacting cities, nations, and generations for Christ and do great missionary work together in France and in other regions. And Deborah's here today with us to discuss her foundation of faith and how our grandmother played a key role in her journey to Christ. Deborah, welcome.
Hello, welcome.
Thank
My
you.
My sister,
I
Deborah.
Love it. And it's kind of like looking in the mirror a little bit. I see the resemblance. And I was just telling you both that I love getting together with the sisters. And I work closely with Miss Chris, too.
Yeah, Christine's been on the program several
times.
Yes,
it's so awesome.
Deborah's a year older than me. Christine's a year younger. I'm the one in the middle with the three musketeers.
Oh,
I love that.
That's so much fun. So it's great having you
with us.
Thank you.
It's wonderful to be here.
Yes, ma'am.
It's an honor, really. Thank you. I'm enjoying seeing everything that God's doing through Kathy and Jesse, and just seeing how God's taken them, and I'm so proud of them.
I love that. So
you know,
much.
We were talking earlier about how much of a heritage we have. You know, I didn't really realize all what my grandmother had done till after I got born again. I was kind of out of the loop or was indifferent, I guess. But it's amazing when we start comparing stories and things that happened with my grandmother. Cora lived to be 104.
That is amazing. Yeah. 104 years old. Yeah. Y'all got some good genes, I'll tell
you
that.
I was talking to my sister Myra, our older sister, and she was telling me a little bit more about Mama because, you know, we remember each of us have a little story here and there. But she was telling me about how she lived with her after Papa died. They were in a car accident. That's how he died. And she was in the middle between her sister-in-law and another lady. Her brother was driving, and they got in that accident, and Papa died. So in that accident, she had a broken hip, and she lost a kidney in it.
Oh, my goodness.
I knew that she had that kidney issue, but I didn't realize that she lost in the accident.
She was in the middle. Myra said, I always thought she was on the side by the door, but she was in the middle. And that, fortunate for us to be able to get to know her in a strong way, mm-hmm. that's whenever she was protected. These two ladies, mm-hmm. I guess, shielded her, but her hip. So she was telling me those kind of stories, and it was really, really nice just to be able to hear Myra's perspective, mm-hmm. you know. And but Mama was really a blessing to us, you know, mm-hmm. many years. She just was speaking into our lives. And
you know, I remember Mama talking about, this is just a few years back, how they lived along the bayous of South Louisiana in Grand Cayou area. Mm-hmm. And that's in Terrebonne Parish, which is a beautiful area. And I remember she was saying, you know, the Catholic Church was supportive of any time there was a revival that mm-hmm. came through. Mm-hmm. And that the Catholic Church encouraged their members to go to the revival.
Really?
That was someone had brought a tent or something mm-hmm. in the bayou areas. Mm-hmm. And Mama would say to her, she would go with Cora, mm-hmm. my grandmother Cora, and they'd go to these revival meetings. And so I thought I was the first one to bring her the gospel. Because
yeah.
I remember when I got saved, I came in and wanted to tell my whole family about Jesus. And my first words to Mama was, Mama, you're going to hell. And I thought, you know, I was bringing her some news.
That's all you knew.
That's really all. Exactly.
But your heart was really to be able to bring all of us in.
I know.
But we all had that little glimpse of Jesus along the way. And Mama really was the person that, for me,
she was a forerunner.
She was one that really loved God. She had a hunger for God. She was one that was known as a treater in the bayous. They didn't have doctors that would come, or if they would come, it would be once a month or quite a few, maybe a month or two before they would come down the bayou.
Have you ever heard of a treater?
I think I've kind of understand, but I'd love to hear
more. What she would actually do is she'd pray for people. She was a layman, uh-huh. but she knew the power of prayer.
That's amazing.
I happen to have a book.
I was about to say.
I'm about to have a book right
this
here.
I'm so excited. But no, it's okay. It's your house to mess up. It's fine. But how awesome is this when you just said that she was a prayer warrior.
Think about
and
it.
And now we have your book.
We have a great heritage.
Wow.
Mama was one that always loved God. She was always hungering. I remember we went down the bayou one time for a meeting, and she told me, you know, Deborah, I'm going to tell you about what happened to me. And she always had a kneeling table or a kneeling bench in her room where she would just go pray, and she prayed her rosary, just prayed for Jesus, prayed for her family. And so she said, I was on my knees, And I was praying to God, and God lifted me up mm-hmm. off my knees mm-hmm. because she said, you know, after the accident, it wasn't as easy to get up after you're in a kneeling position. Mm-hmm. She says, God picked me up and spoke to me, and I accepted him as my true and Lord Savior and in such a strong way. And I said, Mama, I've always known you to be this woman who always loved God. She says, but you know, I got a better understanding of who he was, and I really just embraced him as my Savior.
Wow.
And I said, well, Mama, here you are. She was, I think, in her 80s or 90s at that time. But this woman was just a woman that people went to get prayed on. I remember when I had warts all over my hands and my feet, and I remember that. Yeah, because it was
sisters, right? Sisters,
well, Myra told me a story. I'll tell you Myra's story after we were talking. But I would always get hooked on, my hem would get hooked on and it would bleed. And Myra told me that Mama told her that a treater won't invade into your space if you want healing. She says, you go to them. And I said, well, I don't remember that from me. Maybe she saw my suffering in here and my embarrassment trying to cover up my knees from the warts there.
How old were you think, at that time?
Gosh, I remember being in maybe third grade, mm-hmm. Fourth grade,
still
having
them. You were her territory.
Yeah, that's right. She could touch it whenever she wanted, right?
She did. We were sitting on her front porch, and she says, "Well, I'm going to pray for you." And so I said, "Okay." And she got out a potato, and she got a string. And I said, "Mama." And she says, "I'm going to rub it, and then I'm going to do this, and I'm going to say a prayer, and I'm going to say the scripture over you."
Wow.
And I said, "That will not get rid of these warts." Mm-hmm. She goes, "No, Deborah, you have to have faith.
Wow.
You have to have faith and know that when we do this, you have faith, you connect in with God, and He's going to heal you." So I said, "Mama, that's crazy. I'm not going to believe that." Well, she still went, and she did the potato, and she did the string. And Mama said yesterday, I asked her about it. She says, "Well, you know, when you do that," and I said, "there was a dripping from the gutter in her house, and that would rot the potato, and after the potato would go, your warts would go." And I told Myra, we were all talking, I said, "I don't know when it went, but I know one day it went." Mm-hmm. But I just thank God that my mama, the main thing is that she taught me about faith. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter what technique she used, her faith was in that she knew the Word of God.
Yes, that's right.
And that she knew that healing was there. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of treaters in the bayous, mm-hmm. and women who really love God or a man, and they would someone told me that if they have a specialty. Myra had a wart. I had a wart. I don't know if you had warts.
Did you have a wart, Miss Kelly?
No.
It wasn't on her nose. No.
I remember her praying for me. I mean, I don't know about that potato thing.
But they would go,
I know the power.
That was her faith. That was, yeah.
Yes.
Well, that was her faith.
Yeah, I don't want people to go start getting potatoes and rope.
If I have a potato, it's going to be fried up. Or with bacon bits.
But regardless, they worked on what they knew. I don't know where she learned it.
That was the holistic thing. I mean, the wisdom.
The whole point was that she had faith to believe that what she connected in. And Myra told me when she had a wart, she said, "You know, Mama said, I look at living things and then I'll bless it and then I'll pray over it." Mm-hmm. And she says, "And you just go about your way." Mm-hmm. And so that's all they knew. And the things that they knew, the most thing that she knew is that she hungered for God.
That's beautiful.
She hungered for God to be able to know God in a real way. And I think that that's what I got out of her life.
She was a praying woman. I'm
she
telling
did.
You what. I remember when we celebrated her 100th year of her birthday.
That's amazing.
As a whole family came together, we were down there in Grand Cayou and everything. And one of the nieces or grandnieces had written a book mm-hmm. about Cora. You know, we're going to show some of these pictures too.
I would love
they
it.
Have, they had wrote a book and they said, Lawrence took Cora, is one paragraph in there giving her whole bio. Took Cora as a wife, and she says, "Nobody took me. I had a church wedding." She really was strong about her. Nobody took me.
Sounds like
I had
Miss Cora,
a church
huh?
wedding. That's where I get it from. A little spunk.
That's a little spunk.
Yeah,
a whole lot of spunk.
One thing I got out of Mama is that she listened to people. She listened to me. Myra told me a story about her husband who smoked all the time. And she was staying at her house because after a certain point, they sold her house in Grand Cayou and she went from house, one of her children or her grandchildren. And Myra took a week out of the month that would come there. And Tommy, her husband, was smoking all the time. And he didn't want to smoke anymore. So he said, "Mama, can you pray for me?" And so she said, her and Tommy went in the back. She sat and talked with him and listened to him for a whole hour. And he came out of there, out of that room, and he finished the three cigarettes he said he had, and he never smoked cold turkey. Mara said he was smoking three packs a day. And after Mama listened to him, talked to him, and then she prayed with him, he had the faith to be able to believe that he didn't have to smoke anymore. So mm-hmm. I think that the key for a good prayer warrior is mm-hmm. someone who can listen. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what Mama had, the key, the gift of prayer, mm-hmm. but she had the gift to listen to us.
She could listen and then communicate what she believed and what was available to them.
All that, yeah, that's
and,
all that
And that
it
really
is.
Turned, she had so much fruit in her life.
Yeah.
And so that's what it's all about. Mom's mother, as a grandmother, she cared about her children, her grandchildren.
Yes.
And then here it is, she gave them what she could.
She gave us, I think she gave me what I got from Maman was that she was a woman of prayer. She was a genuine, authentic person. You know, what you saw is what you get, but there was so much love and acceptance to us. She was a safety place.
Beautiful.
She was a safety place for me, you know, where I can go when we had tumultuous times within our lives. Mm-hmm. You know, we could go to her, and the place was quiet. The place was a place where we can just feel God. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't know identify what it was mm-hmm. to say, hey, that was God, or this is God. We know it now as in our age, mm-hmm. but and she didn't really teach us, say, like the Word of God sitting down, but she was a catechism teacher. She loved God. She was smart. She graduated from high school. She was able to teach people the Word of God through her Catholic upbringing, mm-hmm. but she was a catechism teacher and just imparted in that to the kids that she taught, and she taught us to just love God.
I think that's amazing.
I think that's wonderful. I love it.
Definitely.
But I think being a good listener, Myra told me this. Myra's our older sister, and I just love Myra. She's a woman of kindness. She's a wonderful woman. She loves people, but and gives to people. You know, she gives her time and she gives her love. And Myra told me that whenever she was with Myra during that week, that she would come every now and then, every month, she would have her rotation time. She says, Mama and her would just walk all over. And she was 100 years old mm-hmm. When she was staying with Myra, because she would go through the week. And she was, Myra's Randy wanted to take,
Randy.
Wanted to take Mama, she was 100 years old, to her school as a show and tell because it was, she was 100 years old. And so
that would have,
you don't see that,
that would have blown everybody away.
She was 100 years old. And Myra said she went walking up and down the stairs, but her little granddaughter, Myra, said, Mama, you can't pray at our school. You can't come, you know, and that little girl knew that this Mama
was a praying
yes. grandma. She says, the only thing you can't do, you can come and show and tell. I want to show you everybody what a 100-year-old woman looked like, and she's a beautiful
she
woman.
Didn't. Yeah. She didn't look 100.
She didn't look 100.
Wow.
I love that. I remember it. When I think about her, I think about touching her hair because it was so soft. But anyway, the little girl told her that you can come and you can talk about anything, but you can't come talk about prayer. So I think that really just took Myra back, because she says, man, this is the one what she's known for. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's her heritage.
A prayer warrior.
She's a prayer warrior. Mm-hmm. And I'm so thankful that, you know, that we've learned that from her.
Yeah, I really didn't know her as well as you did. Apparently, I remember having some great times and great memories with her. Mm-hmm. I remember when she came to visit our ministry headquarters, I think Mama was 70 at that time. And so now Mama's 93. So our mother didn't walk that well up the stairs. She was kind of going slow. Mm-hmm. And Grandma at that point, I think, was getting close to 100 at that point, probably. She says, Irene, you're walking too slow. Get out of the way. She wanted to walk up the stairs because she wanted to go and see Jesse's office.
Cora is
she's
goals.
A dynamo.
Myra told me they called her on the bayous Madame Cora.
Uh-huh. I love
Madame,
that,
you know, because
too.
They all spoke French. Everybody spoke French on the bayous. My grandpa, he didn't speak really any English to us. He always spoke French. Mm-hmm. And so that's what they called her. And they came to her and would just come sit at her feet and, I guess, listen to her if they needed prayer.
Well, because there was a lot of them that lived along the bayou areas. Are you interested in all this?
I am so interested. I am. I know they are, too.
I know. It's funny. We're just revealing part of our family.
Yeah. Yeah. Mama was born in
1901. 1901. And she could recall storms before they started naming the hurricanes in our area.
Wow.
So she would relate to the big storm back in years before they were naming them. But she could speak... she was educated, where a lot of people along the bayou were not. And I heard tell that she would go and help different ones who couldn't even read and write, and they would she would count out with toothpicks or something, helping them with their medication. And she was so helpful to so many people. They had the corner, the grocery store in the little community. So she got to know a lot of the people that way. I love to go get, visit our grandmother. She had this amazing big fig tree in her front yard. I would we'd raid that fig tree.
Try to climb it, but we do the sleeves. We had to do sleeves, but when you're a kid, you just run.
And then I remember she would they would let us go into the grocery store and grab a snack, a little sweet or a soft drink sometimes. You remember those?
Yeah, only if I emptied out a spittoon.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Matt Frank, I remember that.
Her mother?
Yeah, my Matt Frank.
Now, Cora was my daddy's mom, not my mama's, but my mama and Cora, her mother-in-law, were very, very close.
Mm-hmm.
So who was my Matt Frank, Deborah?
My Matt Frank, since you're asking. Oh.
I want to know more about this spittoon that my Matt Frank had.
This is so that was like a chore if you cleaned out the spittoon?
No, I think it was more she saw it as a blessing.
Oh really?
She winked.
That's disgusting.
But anyway, she was Frank Luke's wife.
Okay. Frank was Cora's husband.
Yes, Maman Cora's father.
Father, okay.
So Ava, she was a LeBlanc.
Okay. Deborah did a whole genealogy on our family years ago, right?
Somebody else did. Oh, I've been trying.
You sent it to me, though.
Yeah, well, we got each one whenever we went to her 100-year anniversary. Okay. One or the other, I think it was Tante May's. Tante is in French, aunt. So Tante May's daughter and her, they put it together.
We had a lot of funny aunts and uncle names.
I love
Nonk is uncle.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Nonk Tudu, Tidi.
And
we had a cousin named Chon.
Yeah. This is Cajun right here.
Pio,
I love it.
Another cousin named
and
Pio.
And I bet some good food, too.
Oh,
all
man.
I can think about is like that smell of gumbo in Aunt
Tall's
house.
We're trying to lose weight.
I know. I'm going there. I've got to come back.
She was a LeBlanc. Papa Frank, or we called him Papa Frank, they called her his name. Mm-hmm. They didn't call her Maman Eva or whatever. They called her his name. Mm-hmm. So I guess like we take our names on, like, hey, Mrs. DePlanis, Mrs. Bouquet, but they took on the first name, and we all called her Mama Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Mama Frank. And so, and I never knew that she had gotten, I love frying fish eggs. Now I'm going to put some sort of screen on, and I know that, you know, for safety-wise, so that, you know, grease doesn't pop, and that's how she got blind. Okay. And then so whenever
she was blind and y'all would clean out her.
I'm sure you got some cookies stuck up that little finger
no
so the Jack's
no
cookies,
oh,
Jack's cookies would come on.
Jack's
cookies
one of those traumas you got to keep forgetting about.
Well, anyway, I don't remember the Jack's cookies, but Myra does. But I remember thinking, okay, if I empty it out, maybe we picked it up like this.
Spittoon, because she chewed tobacco. Is that what you're saying?
She chewed tobacco.
I didn't remember that.
She chewed it.
Spit it.
Well, that's why we emptied out the pan. That's why we emptied out the pan. Yeah, that's what she did. I mean, that was her. Okay. We would go to the store and get something, or she would have some Jack's cookies.
As a reward.
It was treating her little ones, her little precious ones.
Oh, I love that. And I love just celebrating the idea of having a foundation of women, strong women in the faith. Mm-hmm. Like you were saying, they were doing what they knew to do, what was pray. Mm-hmm. But now both of you preaching the gospel to the nations. Mm-hmm. Like, did your grandmother have an opportunity? I know you said she came to the building, but did she hear you both preach at a time?
Oh yeah, I know she. I don't know if I don't think she's ever come to the church, but I know that she'd heard us and all this.
That's amazing! Like what a blessing it was for
her. She knew what we were
doing.
She wanted Jesse. That's why she was coming to the office that day and going up the stairs to his office. She wanted to see it because, of course, when we'd have family gatherings, he was always loved to talk to Miss Cora, but see our grandmother, but. That day, she wanted Jesse to pray for her. She came in. She had her hand
she
wrapped in an
power of prayer.
ace bandage, and she. sowed a lot of seed praying for people. And here it was, Tom, where she wanted Jesse to pray for her. And so she told him about it. When I remember when she was in the office there, and she put her hand out, and it had all he got out was, "In the name of Jesus." She said, "That's enough." And she started unwrapping. It's healed. And she got healed immediately.
I think it's her faith, you know. And I think right now I'm thinking about, you know, how Paul was talking to, was it Mark or Timothy? And he said, "Hey, I want you to stir up the faith within inside of you." And he was talking about his grandmother and his mother.
Lois and
Eunice. Timothy, I want you to stir up the faith.
The gift.
And I think the gift that's inside of you,
that's
and
great.
Set it afire. And mm-hmm. I think Mama was pleased with the fact that we loved God and we were serving Him the best we knew how. Mm-hmm. And that's all she did. You know, she just loved God. She loved people. Mm-hmm. And that's the story that was passed to us through her life. Mm-hmm. She had a wonderful, beautiful life. I think the main thing I remember about her is that she was a quiet woman. She's quiet in herself, but she was very, very giving. So she was one that would go and help people. She was intelligent. Mm-hmm. She wasn't one to shy away from doing some things. And I think we all have that in our genes, all mm-hmm. of us. We all want to be able to be the best that we can be. And mm-hmm. and sometimes it takes us, I don't know, it took me a while to be able to find myself in life in these days. I'm going to be 74 this year. And sometimes, you know, in this life, walking through it, I needed to reflect upon who they were mm-hmm. and who I needed to be and moving forward and setting myself in a quiet place so that I can understand really what has been placed inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a lot of things.
We have a great heritage.
I love
so
it.
Beautiful.
I love
and
it.
And you know
it.
What? You have a great heritage.
That's right.
And God has a great plan for your life. In fact, He wants you to have a glorious life. And you may be hearing our stories and reflecting on stories of your own.
Yep.
And but even if you have no good stories, maybe you don't have any grandmothers or parent people in your life that knew God, you can start a new tradition today in your own life. You can give your life to Jesus and see to it that the generations after you have a relationship with God, because there's something about the power of prayer, about knowing God and knowing how to touch Him that will just not only transform your life, but it'll transform everyone else's life. In fact, Deborah's going to come back. We're going to do the we still have so much more to talk about. We're going to just tape another program right after this, because I know there's so much more that we want to share about our heritage as women of God and how what affected our life long before we even came to know Jesus. But I believe that God is touching you right where you are. In fact, let's pray as we close.
Yes,
Father, I pray
Jesus.
For everybody that's been watching along with us. So as we've been sharing stories about our grandmother and things that we grew up with, Lord, I pray for them, Lord, that you would touch them and know that they have a heritage of faith. They have Jesus Christ that came to die for their sins. And Lord, when they accept you, everything changes and everything goes for the better. Lord, I thank you that if they have problems, you have answers. Lord, we send the word to them right now. If they're sick in their body, heal them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. If whatever challenges they're facing, Lord, touch them right now and let them know that that is nothing that is impossible with you. We ask your blessing on them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. I believe God touched your life and that you will never be the same again.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Deborah. We're going to do some more of this. We'll be right back. And thank you for coming today for the first time.
I know. I'm curious to find out how God opened up the window for this.
Yeah.
You know, what was God speaking to be able to have us in this moment in time to come together?
That's so,
it's so
beautiful.
Powerful.
I love sitting with you two beautiful sisters, and I can't wait to hear more. So
yeah, well, you know, this is Mother's Day is coming up pretty
That's
soon,
right.
So it's appropriate that we're talking about this
because
I believe it's good for God. I think the Lord wants to lift up women, especially mothers in the faith.
And That's you great. Have this month as Women's International Women's.
Well, that was in March. Yeah,
in March.
Yeah. So we're celebrating.
Oh, we got celebrating women all the time.
Women deserve to be celebrated.
No, I don't think you need a month. I'm gonna take my entire life.
It's like your birthday. It's like your birthday. Celebrate the whole month.
Yep, that's right. That's
so
good
true.
Stuff.
That's
good
so
stuff.
Good. Well, thank you so much. I hope that you'll be back here with me next week, right here on Glorious Living in Studio C. God bless you.